There's public support for police officers to get a pay rise as their dispute with their employer rolls on. Police are going to arbitration after union members overwhelmingly voted to reject the government's offer yesterday. Felix Walton has more.
Officers emphatically said no deal to the latest pay offer, with more than 75% of voting union members rejecting the deal. The latest offer included a $5,000 pay increase for officers, plus another 4% in July and again in 2025. Auckland resident Joanne Farno says they deserve better.
If they don't feel they're getting enough, well, that's fair enough. I think they really deserve all the pay they get. Because they're having to deal with a lot of the side of society that's not the most pleasant, and I think they do an absolutely great job.
Fellow Aucklander Mere Baker agrees.
Well, I think everybody should get a decent, fair pay wage and salary, and if they're working as hard as they do, and I think they do, so yeah, I think they should be getting paid more.
Police Minister Mark Mitchell says the government can't afford a better offer.
This new offer is almost a quarter of $1 billion above what was offered back in August of last year. That is a significant amount of money. As the incoming government, we are dealing with a very difficult and challenging fiscal situation for us as a country. We are living beyond our means.
Aucklander John Iliffe agrees, saying police are paid fairly as is.
I think probably it's about right at the moment. Challenges we're in at the moment in experiencing inflation, so everyone feels hard done by. But the reality is that we can't continue because it's a merry-go-round. I suspect this government will take a reasonably hard line and say, you've got what you've got and that'll need to do.
Labour's police spokesperson Jenny Anderson told Midday Report officers' wages are far behind teachers and nurses.
A teacher or a nurse after 6 years in the job is earning $22,000 more than a police officer. And if we're expecting police to take gang patches off people and do more dangerous work, they deserve to be paid more for that.
She criticised the government for letting the dispute drag on for so long.
Arbitration will bring more uncertainty, and it means that we will have police officers who are expected to do more, but a government that's just not prepared to pay them for it.
Police Association President Chris Cahill says the union has found an arbitrator to put an end to the dispute, but he says it's a lengthy process.
Similar to a court hearing in a way, in that you have an independent arbitrator. Both sides submit in writing their position. Both sides can then reply to those submissions, and then you have a hearing outlining the key points of the submissions and any other verbal submissions or witnesses you wish to call.
Mr. Cahill says it could be months before a solution is found.
We'll probably need at least 3 weeks for both sides to put submissions together and then normally give the arbitrator about a week to read those submissions prior to the hearing. Then really it's up to the arbitrator how long they take. It would be several weeks after the hearing before you would hear an outcome.
Aucklander Kerry Boyd-Priest says the government needs to find a solution as soon as possible.
Oh, I think that it's something that the government really needs to expedite and have happen really quickly. The cuts that they're doing across the various public service sectors are causing a lot of nervous anxiety for people that are working in those spaces, and I think it's super important that we don't lose quality people overseas.
The government will be legally required to deliver on whichever offer the arbitrator chooses.